Shabbos, we all know what Shabbos HaGadol. Some of the Pshatim and the Rishayim, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol, is because it's a very long Shabbos. Rabbi speaks and speaks and speaks. Shabbos feels like it's never coming to an end. It's a long Shabbos. So I don't want to give longer drushes today because it's already, we don't have 2 days in a row that are so long. But one of the, obviously, the takeaways of Pesach is the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating all that we have, focusing on the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We have to try to focus and end on the high notes. We start off with the difficult times that Klal Yisrael experience, and we end with a positive. We hope that this year Klal Yisrael should be zeicher to have the ultimate b'sayim b'shvach. We should be able to be zeicher. But we appreciate it. As we come to the Yom Tov of Pesach, we appreciate all that we have, and we appreciate our family, friends, all the people around us that make our lives what it is. I want to express my appreciation to everyone here. I was mentioning to someone in my shul yesterday that I'm coming here this morning. Looked at me, said, "Sunday morning before Pesach, you're having a shir?" I said, "We'd have a shir on Shabbos if we could. We'd have a shir on Tisha B'Av if we could." Baruch Hashem, it's not me. Tzadik wants to learn Torah. And Mamz looked at me like he couldn't imagine that we're going to have a shir 2 days. Mamz, Erev Pesach, we're going to come together and learn. It's a special schus that I have. I feel very blessed to be able to come here and share Torah with you. That's a schus that I don't take for granted, and I appreciate it very much. I also like to thank everyone for being mishtatef in the very, very beautiful token of appreciation. Specifically, thank Michael for arranging it. I know it's not easy. I know it's a hard time for everyone this time of year financially. Pesach is expensive. So I just want to thank everyone for being mishtatef, and it really means a lot to me. And I appreciate the fact that we can come together and learn all the time, every week, all weeks, whatever is going on. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should only continue to learn together, to grow together, and share in simchas together. Today's shir is an interesting topic. Yeah, I'm sorry. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Ilul Nishmas Sarah Bas Eliezer, whose yahrzeit is Boibiyam today, David's great grandmother. All the great things that the Pollack family, David and his family, is doing, his children, grandchildren, all the wonderful things they do for Klai, so it should be a schus for her neshama. So today I want to talk about why we all don't drink a fifth cup at the Seder. Now, this is not the discussion of Kaish Eliyahu HaNavi. That was my Shabbos HaKadosh Rosh yesterday. We can maybe one day talk about that, and we'll see if they connect to each other. But we're going to be talking about a totally different question that maybe all of us should have five cups at the Seder. Ah, exactly. So why would one think to have five cups? So let's take a look at a Mishnah Psachim. Number one, the Mishnah Psachim tells us, Moizgulay Koishlishi, we pour the third cup. Mevarachalav, we make a bracha on the third cup. Then Moizgulavi, then we pour the fourth cup. Kaimelavesahalo, we finish halal over the fourth cup. Laimelavbechasashir. So it's sounding from the Mishnah, like we've all been learned, we've all taught and known our whole life, there's four cups. The four cups, the four cups, everyone knows about the four cups. So the Mishnah Psachim seems to lay that out very clearly. The third cup is benching, the fourth cup is for halal, which is the way we do it at our Seder. The problem is, there's a Gemara Psachim number two. The Gemara Psachim Daf Kuf Yitches writes the following, Tana Rabbanan, Revi'i, the fourth cup. Now you see there's a little aleph over there? That little aleph is going to be a serious issue. The way we have it in our Gemara, the way it's printed in our Gemara, it's Revi, the fourth cup. Goyimer Allah v'sahalo. We conclude the halal v'oyimer halal hagadol. If you notice at the Seder, we have what's called halal hagadol. So the halal is split up into two parts. The first halal we say in the first half of the Seder. Then we say the second halal at the end of the Seder, and then we have what's called halal hagadol. That's the hoidu and nishmas. That's what's called halal hagadol. So what Reb Tarfin seems to be adding to the Gemara is that not only do you, when the Mishnah said you say halal on the fourth cup, it's not just the short, it's not just the regular halal, it's with the halal hagadol. If you remember the way we do it at our Pesach Seder, what do we have? We have this long halal, and at the end of that long halal, we have the fourth cup, and that's the conclusion of the four cups. However, there was another girsa in the Gemara. The other girsa in the Gemara was not Revi'i Goymer, but Chamishi Goymer Allah. We're introducing to the conversation a fifth cup. If you look in Tosfos, the number three, Tosfos says, Revi'i Garsinan V'loi Garsinan Chamishi. Says Tosfos, there specifically should be the word four and not the word five. What was Tosfos speaking about? I mean, there was such a girsa, and there is such a girsa, not only in Rishonim, ready in the times of the Goyim, that they had in the Gemara the word Chamishi. So Zog Tosfos, that's wrong. It should be Revi. No. The way Tosfos points it out, there's only four cups at the Seder. If the girsa would be chamishi, that means there'd actually be five cups at the Seder. Ah, that's what we're gonna get to right now. So where would that cup fit in? So if you take a look into Tosfos, so Tosfos in number three, right away, clearly machtavek this opinion. Tosfos said, no, there's no such five cups. There's only four cups, and that's the end of the conversation. Comes along the riff number four. Says the riff, Tan Rabbanan chamishi oimer olav halal gadol de Reb Tarfin. Says the riff, no. According to Reb Tarfin, we have a fifth cup. And that fifth cup is where we say Halal Hagadah, which means according to this, there was a break. After you finished the regular Halal, they had cup number four. Then they start Halal Hagadah and have cup number five. So according to the Rif's Girsa in the Gemara, Reb Tarfon was Mechadish taught that there's actually a fifth cup added to the same. Five cups, not Kosh Aliyo, not the cup at the table. Everyone has a fifth cup. According to Reb Tarfon, there was actually a fifth cup, and that fifth cup was inserted in the middle of Halal. You split Halal into two, the regular Halal and what's called the Halal HaGadol, and the Halal HaGadol got the fifth cup. So according to the Rif's Girsa, there should be five cups at the Seder. So that changes the whole dynamics of the Seder. Now there's five cups according to the Rif. Oh, so that's bad. So the truth is, it's interesting. The Gemara never says why we have four cups. We all know from Rashi, the Chazal, the full Shani Shal Geula, there's maybe other similarities to four, but there's no Gemara that says Mefurash why we have the four cups. There's Yushalmi. Yushalmi says we have the four cups. Keneged, the four times it says the word Kais in Pare's dream, which Tamazin needs a lot of heads, but what does that have to do with Pesach? But either way, it doesn't say anywhere in Mefurash that why we have the four cups, except for the Gemara that we mentioned in Tuesday night share. The Gemara says that they're Chavis. But the actual reason for them, it's not so clear. And the bigger problem we'll see with the Rishonim have is that we have Mishnayos that tell us there's only four cups. How could Reb Tarfon come and tell us there's a fifth cup? No one ever heard of a fifth cup at the Seder. We all know there's only four cups. But the Rif's Girsa in the Gemara, which is what Tosfos is trying to avoid, the Rif's Girsa is very clear that there are five cups at the Seder, and you have the second one, the last of the five cups, is at Halal HaGod. Now, the Rishonim have a big problem with this Shita. Take a look at number five. In the Ran, he quotes over the Kasav HaRazalev, he quotes the Balamor. If you learn Reb Tarfon Kipshuta like the Rif, it's going to come out that Reb Tarfon is arguing on the Mishnah. What Mishnah? The opening Mishnah in Arvei Psachim. It says in the opening Mishnah in Arvei Psachim. Everyone knows the opening Mishnah in Psachim. It says you're not allowed to have less than four cups of wine. I feel them in a tamchoy. Even if someone is collecting money from the local soup kitchen, he's not allowed to have less than four cups. Every tzedakah organization must give everyone at least four cups. Right? So frekta balamor. No, it sounds like not five. Meaning, if Reb
Tarfon, the minimum is four.
Yeah, but according to Reb Tarfon, but the problem is, according to Reb Tarfon, the minimum should be five because we have five cups at the Seder. Meaning, if Frekta Balamor, if the Rif is right that there's supposed to be five cups at the Seder, so why is the Mishnah say you only have to get four?
The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says you can't have less than four.
Right, but it means
it doesn't mean you can't have five. So no. That would be.
I say the So when you read the Mishnah, the Mishnah says no one can have less than four cups. Sounds like that the minimal amount every Jew needs for the Seder is four cups.
But it could also minimum. Be
it should, if it wanted to say only four.
No. The Mishnah over there is telling us how much you have to give for tzedakah. You have to give to make sure that every Jew has no less than four cups. That's not really true. So why don't you have to give him five?
You have to have at least four.
So you want to say a chiddush, which we'll get to, that maybe there's a difference between the fourth and the fifth cup. According to Reb Tarfon, five cups is the minimal, pashtus is the minimal requirement that a seder. No? That's a simple way of reading. Now, you're right. We'll see Rishonim are going to catch out of it because of this kasha. But the simple reading of the Rif, if you accept the Girsa and the Gemara of Chamishi, that means that the five cups are part of the Seder. So the same way we don't give him less than four because that's what we thought was the required amount, we shouldn't give him less than five. So Frekter Balamor, V'Rif Tarfin Svilu the Chamishi Ninu. Well, Chamishi Oymar Alav HaGodol. On the fifth cup, he's saying Halal HaGodol. Well, if he's in, like, Kaim Lok Rif Tarfin. So the Balmar wants to learn that it's Taka Machoikis Tanoim between Reb Tarfon and the opening mission in Arvei Psachim, and we don't pass like Reb Tarfon. So it comes out according to the Balmar, we don't pass like Reb Tarfon. So if we don't pass like Reb Tarfon, so five cups are off the table. There's no such thing as five cups. We disagree with Reb Tarfon. But Taina Duran, Velaini Hira, it can't be. The Braisa Pliga Masnisin, Havale the Masnisin, Havale Misti Bigamara, Money Masnisin, Reb Tarfon, Velay Yeshaimrim. Frekta Ran, if that's true, that our Reb Tarfon in Psachim is coming to argue on the Mishnah and Arvei Psachim, why does the Gemara never make a mention of it? If you have the Gears on the Gemara, the Reb Tarfon was coming to Mechadish, there's a fifth cup, why didn't the Gemara not interject and say, by the way, you should know this, Reb Tarfon is against the opening Mishnah and Arvei Psachim? The Gemara just lets it sit. The Gemara makes no comment about it. Says Duran, that's weird. Why wouldn't the Gemara point out that this Reb Tarfon is against an open Mishnah? Could be he was there.
Right.
Does it help us or help us?
No, it's just weird.
You know what I'm saying? He was definitely a Tana. Tarfon was a Tana. So Frek the Ran, why didn't the Gemara point out that this Reb Tarfon is against an open Mishnah? Got to sell everything.
No, but
Pashtus not, just for one candle each night. That's because that's the barest minimum. We have mahajim and a mahajim, that's extra credit. So you want to suggest, which maybe you're not wrong, we'll get to mamish in 2 seconds, that this fifth cup is not as important as the other four. It's a different level as the other. Good, we'll see. Some Rishonim suggest like that. Correct. Good, good. Yes. We'll see. And that would answer the kasha from the Mishnah. That's right. Good. So we'll see in a second. We'll see that might be a very, very strong possibility in the Rishonim. That's what we say. That's Nishmas and Haidu.
Yeah.
All that. No. Halal Mitzri is that's the Mishnah. Mishnah says we say halal, fourth cup is on that halal. So, right? Then we go on to the next halal with the other cup. So Zokter Rana Chiddush, he says, "V'oid another kasha, dim Isa the Hachihu." If it's true that Reb Tarfin is arguing on the Mishnah and Psachim, heich efshad leishtamet chatan lamisni v'layiftechol lemidal kaisa shayayin. Reb Tarfin on mechamisha. Frekt around another kasha. That opening Mishnah in the 10th parak of Psachim, the Mishnah says, "Layiftechol lemarba kaisa." You can't give him less than four cups. The Mishnah should have said, "Divrei Tanakamba." Reb Tarfin on mechamisha. No one seems to feel that that Mishnah and this Reb Tarfin have any connection to each other. Why not? Says Duran, void another kasha gets even better. The midishaklu b'tayu amaroi b'derev tarfin. If you, we didn't put it on the page, but the Gemara Pesachim goes on to discuss what is halal gadol. When do you say it? All in Reb Tarfin's opinion. If Reb Tarfin is rejected the halacha, so why are we bothering explaining Reb Tarfin? Void the same Reb Tarfin amar hichzak kavasei besugi b'kula pirkin rita that al kaisus ninav lechamish. Elavadai says Duran apshara kedivre hagoyinim. He wants to answer like the goyinim. The Dala Kaisas Chayva v'Chamishi Rishos. Some of what David was getting at. Avadi, even Rif Tarfin, even the Rif holes, there are four cups that are mandatory. The fifth is optional.
It can go on and on.
She says, why is it optional? What's it? That's the Lashon of the Ran. Says the Ran v'Chamishi Rishos v'imrata l'shtoisoi oimer olav halagol. It's not stam if you want to have an extra cup. But if you decide after you finish the halal, your tak is still thirsty, you want another cup, don't just have a general cup of wine. Put the cup over something. Say halal hagadol on it. That was Reb Tarfin's chiddush. What? Correct. I mean, the chiddush of Reb Tarfin was that really every Jew has to have four cups. Now, if a Jew decides at the end of the day that he really wants another cup, he just, four wasn't enough for him. So instead of just pouring a cup and just drinking it as a cup, he should try to recite it over something of kedusha, which is halal hagadol. That's the Ran's answer. But avada mandatory, it's not. That would answer the kasha from the Mishnah. Right, what was the kasha from the Mishnah? I can you give less than four? Because four is all that you need. Five is extra. Then he says,
to answer Rabbi's question about wanting to do more, is that because of the Lashana Segula and Vavesi? So you have five.
The Asagas Arayvir quotes this famous medrash that everyone knows, that there is a Shaykhus to Vavesi. And more than that, we're just not going to do. Right. Most likely. Right. But look at the second teretz of the Ran. Inami. The mitzvah min amuvcha lishtois kois chamishi v'loim olav hagol. It's only mitzvah min amuvcha. Extra credit. Avada, you only need four, but it's a mitzvah min amuvcha. Now, again, how many people have this fifth cup in their house? Nobody. I shouldn't say nobody. Maybe none of us, but there were Jews that do it. The Maral and others did it. They had a fifth cup. But again, the question is, if it's mitzvah min amuvcha, why don't we do it? Mitzvah min amuvcha. We all try to do mitzvah min amuvcha. According to the Ran, according to the Rif, this extra cup is mitzvah min amuvcha. So what does he say? We'll get to the Rambam in a second. We'll see inside. So according to the Ran, the way again, so we have like this. The Rif came up with a girsa that there's supposed to be five cups at the Seder. The Ran said, the Baal Amar said, can't be. There's too many Mishnayis that say only four. So the Baal Amar wants to say, no, it's a machloikis, Tanakam and Reb Tarfin is rejected Allah. So it comes out, according to the Baal Amar, there is absolutely no reason for having a fifth cup. We don't pass on like Reb Tarfin. But according to the Ran, not so fast. Correct. Exactly. Having a fifth cup would be wrong, according to the Ran. But according to the Baal Amar. But according to the Ran, he wants to make everyone get along together. He wants to say, no, there's no machloikis. Reb Tarfin was just suggesting one of two things. Either he was suggesting it's mitzvah min amuvcha to have a fifth cup. It's extra credit. It's nice. It's good. Or he was suggesting that if you want to have another cup, don't just have a regular cup. Have it over halal hagod. That was the Ran's two chedushim.
And also, like David said, in other words, it would only be a thing of maybe baltaisiv, but it wouldn't be al hidden mitzvah because hidden mitzvah is only when you do it within the four. No,
it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be hidden mitzvah because that's not the mitzvah. If you assume like the Baal Amar is very, he's taking it very practical. There's only four cups of wine. Anything on top of that is nothing. Possibly, not so simple.
But you make a bracha on it.
That's a different shaila. That happens to be a geshmak shaila. I hope to talk about it maybe time in my show about having coffee between the first and second cup. That's a geshmak shaila. Yeah, it's very geshmak shaila. That's very common. I don't know how many people want to. If you could do it, it would be common. You can have a cup of coffee between the first and second cup. You know how different your seder would be. My mag would be a whole different mag. Well, Maxwell HaSagada, you know, Maxwell HaSagada was written for a different reason. Maxwell HaSagada was printed, I think it was reprinted in the late 19, in the early 1920s, Lahoitzi, to teach the world that coffee is not kidneys. Apparently, there was a time here in America in the early 20th century, Jews were not eating coffee because they held coffee's kidneys. So Maxwell has decided what's good for business is they'll print the Haggadah. And in the Haggadah, they write, coffee is not kidneys. That's why they reprinted, I think, in 1928, they printed that Haggadah. It's still used today, Maxwell has a great Haggadah. But either way, so if you can have a cup of coffee between the first and second Seder, that I think for a lot of us, that would change our Maggid. You know, so the problem with the cup of wine is that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishayim were always nervous. Too much wine might get you drunk. They were always nervous about extra alcohol, because as it is, we're drinking a lot of alcohol. So that's why that's why in Shulchan Aruch it says you're not allowed to have any beverages that are alcoholic between the first and second cup. Shaila is, all right, what about between second and third cup? Right, these are all big shailas that are discussed. But the biggest concern was alcoholic beverages, because they're always nervous. Too much alcohol, people are not going to be able to finish the Seder. But the question is, this machloikis we're showing by us is, what was the takanas chazal of four cups? According to the Baal Mor, it's four cups and nothing more. According to the Ran, no. It's four cups with an option for a fifth. That's the Ran's pshat. Either a rishus for the fifth, or if you want another cup, where do you have that cup? You inject it with the halagod when you have it over there.
Did the Ran learn the four cups?
So he'll learn that the four cups, he's learning from the Mishnah. Mishnah says, so you got to give everyone, and then you need four cups. So what's this Gemara over here, Sachem? This Gemara is an additional idea of five. Now, where do these numbers come from? We don't know. And you have to come up with every drush you want to suggest. Right, the drush is after it. The drush is after the fact that the Mishnah says four. So now Rav Tarfon says five, you got to figure out where he's coming from.
Maybe Rav Tarfon saying it's
five. That's very possible. So let's take a look at the rush. Now, it's interesting, if you're keeping track on who's who in the Rishonim so far, we have the riff that says you should have a fifth cup. Now, we're going to see in a second the rush, and then we're going to have to see the Rambam, and then keeping track. Keep in mind what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Because we know the Shulchan Aruch, but the Akhlal likes to use the Rift, the Rambam, and the Rush. So let's take a look in the Rush. Says the Rush. So that's a different question of what is Halagod. The Rashbam Goyris, the Rashbam had the Girsa, we only say Halagod on the fourth cup. The Kais Chamishi Man the Kashme. Whoever mentioned the fifth cup, whoever heard of a fifth cup, no such thing as a fifth cup. And if you want to tell me that the fifth cup is optional, and if you want to have a fifth cup, again, if you want to have a fifth cup, that's your prerogative, but it has to be at, on, and on the halal agod. You can't just have the fifth cup anywhere you want. It has to be bedafka over the halal agod. Says the Rosh, but if you hold like the Girsa was five, then what? Then it's a real fifth cup. It's not an optional fifth cup, which means the Rosh is learning that according to the Riv's Girsa, this is not an optional fifth cup. This is a mandatory fifth cup. You have to have five cups. But the world turns it into a Rishos, which means, you see from the Rosh, that if you have that Girsa in the Gemara, Kais Chamishi, it's not optional like the Ran. It's not a Rishos like the Ran, but it's Maker Adin. Reb Tarfon really strongly believed that there's supposed to be five cups at the Seder, and every Jew, man and woman, should drink five cups at the Seder. Okay, so the Rosh is a big, important sheet to say Rishayim. Well, let's take a look in the Rambam. He's telling you the fact. Right? Again,
he's chastising the Yolam.
Yeah, he's just saying what the Bevel does. But he's just saying, but if you had that Girsa,
so it's real.
It should really be real. Take a look in the Rambam. Says the Rambam, V'acha kach nuitul yodov muvarch v'chasam ozum. Afterwards, you wash your hands and you bench. Third cup, and you drink it. Then you pour the fourth cup. And we say, we finish the hallelujah. Then we make a bay priagafen on the fourth cup. The rest of the night, there is nothing to be drank. The rest of the night, you're only allowed to have water. Says the Rambam, the Yeshloi Limzoi Kais Chamish, you should pour a fifth cup, the Loimer Olav Halagodl, and you should say on that cup Halagodl.
But he doesn't say drink.
That's one diyuk to make from this Rambam. But the Rambam acknowledges this fifth cup, and the Rambam says that you're supposed to pour the fifth cup, and you're supposed to say Halagodl. So it sounds like the Rambam was going like the riff.
Or maybe he's talking about Koshel Leo, leave it too.
Okay, we don't know anything about Kosh Eliyahu. Kosh Eliyahu, I don't know if he didn't appear until the sometime in the 1400s. That was Shabbos Hagadol Drash.
Okay.
So we don't drink too much after after the Seder?
Oh, after the Seder.
He's talking about right. So this is the, but keep on reading in the Rambam. The Koyze in a Choyva Kimai Arba Koyze. So the Rambam, he's supposed to have the fifth cup. But this fifth cup is not as obligatory as the other four cups.
You can drink it. Some people do.
The Yeshua means you should do it. And that's it. I mean, you should pour. He's telling you what to do. He's telling you after you finish your fourth cup on challah, pour another cup, say halal gogol on it. And you should know this cup is not obligatory like the other four cups.
You don't even drink it.
So one deal that many Akbarim are making the Rambam is you don't even drink this cup.
But the Rosh also didn't say you drink it. I don't think so. I'm looking here.
Yeah, he doesn't say before either, in the Rosh either.
Right.
Now, the problem.
So you have to pour it without drinking.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Again, the diak that everyone is making is a Gevaldik diak. We'll see that the Achrayim jump on this diak. The Rambam made it very clear that all the other cups, you're drinking. Now, it's also because what did the Rambam say? That after this, you don't drink anything more. What do you mean you don't drink anything more? I'm going to drink the fifth cup. So the Chayri you see from the Rambam, and we'll see in a second that diak is made, that the fifth cup is taka not consumed. It just sat on the table. Now, in my opinion, that's where I believe the minhag of Kodesh Elyon came from. Because a cup that just sits on the table doesn't do anything became the Kodesh Eliyahu that we know of today. That's my personal opinion. But either way, we'll get back to the Lundus for a second. But what does the Rambam want with the end of it? The Koyze in a Chayvik my Arba Koyzes. So he sounds like he's coming off of the Ran. Right? The Ran tried to make it that this fifth cup is different than the fourth cups. So obviously in the Rambam, it's clear how they're different. One you drink, four you drink, one you don't drink. Right?
That's what he means.
Exactly. And that would answer the kasha from the Mishnah. I had said you can't give less than four cups. Yeah, you can't give less than four cups to be consumed. But the fifth cup is just supposed to be on the table. Now, take a look in Tosfos for a second. Now, if you're keeping track, again, everybody say, we so far have a Rif, a Rambam, and a Rosh. They're all advocates for the fifth cup. So you would think the Shulchan Aruch would say every Jew should have a fifth cup. He does not say that. And that's going to be a problem. But let's just look in Tosfos for a second. Tosfos writes, Revi'i Garcina V'lo Garcina Chamishi. Says Tosfos, we do not have the gears of five. We have the gears of four. Uleb Yosef Toiv Olam. Yosef Tov Olam was one of the early Rishonim. He was read almost on the border of the Goinim. According to the Yakut Yosef, he was the one who gave us the order of Kadesh Orchatz Karpas Yachatz. Everyone knows that. That's part of the opening comment of the Seder. He was the one who was Masadid that order of Kadesh Orchatz Karpas Yachatz. Now, again, just not for, today is not the time to talk about it, but if you go through the Seder, it does no mention of Kodesh Eliyahu HaNavi. That whole idea that we have a Kodesh Eliyahu HaNavi is not brought down anywhere. It does not appear in the Seder of the Haggadah, doesn't appear in the Haggadah, and doesn't appear anywhere in Bavli or Yerushalmi, for that matter. But he, the Yosef Tov Olam tells us like this, Kimmo lishtois mayim yichnes im choylehu im istinsu. Vim boyi mishtoi chamra, shum oynis loymar bechamishi hal Haggadah yishtanis. He writes over here, this is Yosef Tov Olam, who was, before, was on one of the early Rishonim. He writes, if a person is having a hard time at the Seder, he's thirsty, he's not feeling well, he needs an extra beverage. So what he should do is he should have the cup and say halal gadol on that cup, which is similar to what we saw in the Ran. That if a person feels he needs an extra cup, so instead of just having a fifth cup for the sake of it, he should have it over halal gadol.
He shouldn't be drinking alcohol.
No, again, we're not at the point where he, you know, again, we're talking about in the times of Rishonim, but this is what they drank. Wine was their beverage. These are the French Balei HaTosfos. So he writes, Tema, French Tosfos, it can't be. How can there be a fifth cup? So Tosfos is very clear. There is no five cups. This five cup thing does not exist in Tosfos' world, nor in the Rashbam's world, nor in Rashi's world. It only appears in the Rif's world, this five cups. Okay. So how do we pass it? If you asked anyone, do you have a fifth cup at your Seder? So you'd say, so you should have a fifth cup at the Seder. The Rambam brings it down, the Rif brings it down, the Rosh brings it down. So the Shulchan Aruch number 9, Acher Arba Koyzes Eider Rashi Lishtos Yain Elamai. No mention anywhere in Shulchan Aruch about a fifth cup. Again, there's no mention in Shulchan Aruch about Kodesh Eliyahu HaNavi either, but there is no mention of a fifth cup anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's Shver, because we just proved from the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, three of the great sources of the Mechaber for Halacha, and they all bring it down.
So, but again, maybe you could be Medayik on the same thing. Acher Arba Koyzes Eider Rashi Lishtos Yain Elamai. But it doesn't say anywhere that you don't pour it.
But it doesn't even but he should tell you to have a fifth cup.
No, in other words, you don't drink it. Just like it doesn't say
no, but he doesn't tell you to have a fifth cup. If you open this Shulchan Aruch before today's shir, you would never think in your wildest dreams that Mechaber is referring to a fifth cup. Again, the Shulchan Aruch tells you after four cups, you're not allowed to drink anything else. Okay, good. Where's there anything about a fifth cup? So the pashtus is the Mechaber doesn't hold up a fifth cup. Comes along the Ramah, Zog the Ramah, V'chol HaMashkim Dinim Kiyan. All beverages have a din of wine. Umishu istinus or toyev harba lishtois. If someone is an istinus, or he's toyev harba, he's very thirsty. And he needs a fifth cup, but you're not allowed to drink after the fourth cup. So what do we tell this guy, says the Ramah? Yochol lishtois kiz chamish v'yoyim olav halagob. If you get a guy that after the fourth cup says, you know, I really need another one. Tell him, sorry, you can't have anything after the fourth cup. Okay, I guess that's not going to do it. So says the Ramah, no. Let him have a fifth cup on, have a fifth cup, and on that fifth cup, he should say, how long ago?
This should allow you to technically drink
anything. We'll get to that in a second. We'll talk about that. So says the Ramah. No,
where does it come in? The taste of the afikomen has to remain with you. So therefore, you can't drink anything.
No, but according to Reb Tarfin, you're allowed to have a fifth cup.
No, but the wine is part of the...
According to Reb Tarfin, well, we'll come back to it. But according to the Ramah, you see that the Ramah was at least choishish for the Ran, and for what the Beisav Tov Olam says, that there is an option to have a fifth cup. If you're going to have that cup, just say Halal Agad one.
What we do, if we have the fourth cup is already on Halal Agad, right?
No, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks this out. You'd have to break it up in between. You'd have to be smart about this. You'd have to see that after, you know, you see like, right, I need two cups. So you're saying Halal, you say, okay, let me stop here, have number four, and then I'll continue on and have number five afterwards. And once you start, it's too late. You have to, Mr. Bruce speaks this out, halakha maisa. The guy has to really plan this on his mind, because the way we do it, we say the fourth cup after everything, then it would be too late. So you'd have to say, look, I anticipate I'm going to need another cup. So I'm going to say regular halal, stop, say kais, then I'll go to halagad and we'll have my fifth cup.
I didn't say that, but some people say
no, again. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes on this Ramah, lo yishaman v'lorina. I never heard anyone who does this. Okay. But it's a pella. How does the Mechaber not have a fifth cup? It doesn't make any sense.
Off of what Robbie said before, and going off on a little tangent, if we say you're supposed to have the taste of the afikomen in mind, and therefore you can't eat, but once you're already drinking the third and fourth cup,
no, that's part of what
at the end of the day.
But that's what you're supposed to have. That's not a kash. That you have to have. That's the time they want to have in your mouth. You have to drink the yain. The way they were sucking it. So if they have, you should have a fifth cup. So
yeah, you're not going to have the taste of the afikomen anyway.
But you have to have you have to drink the kaisis.
Probably doesn't always have to.
Oh, so here it's a shtickle strings that the Mechaber doesn't even acknowledge. So I found that Menachem Mendel Kasha, who's a very interesting Yidur, Menachem Mendel Kasha, not for now, but he is bothered with this Kasha. So I grabbed when I was researching Kosh Eliyahu, so I called up Professor Schneer Lyman. I said, no, I'm sure you have something on this. So he told me, see whatever Menachem Mendel Kasha writes, everything, you won't need anything else. He's got everything covered. He was a super genius, Menachem Mendel Kasha. Unbelievable. You know, he was an interesting fellow, to say the least. But he was a Rosh Hashiva in two places under the Ger Rebbe. He was a Rosh Hashiva in the Sifta of Warsaw. And then he was a Rosh Hashiva in Ger. Yeshiva opened up in Ger in Eretz Yisrael. And then he left all of that and he became much more of a, I guess you call him a historian and other things. But he was a genius. He knew everything. He had all the Maamar Kamis. Interestingly enough, he used to take a drink a fifth cup. Only after 1948. After Hakamas Medina,
was that when he was a Rashiva, or was that
That was when he left. He was already out of Gera for a while. He left and he decided that after Hakamas Medina, Taka, he thought that was a fulfillment of the fifth Lashon, and he Taka used to drink a fifth cup. He tried to get people to join him and it did not catch on. The Oilam was not going for his fifth cup for Hakamas Medina. But either way, so he has his cash. I was happy to find that he bavarns our cash. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring down? He gives an interesting answer. He says this is not so much a halachic question as it is a technical question. He says the Shulchan Aruch was convinced that the Mishnayim had a misprint. He thought there's no Chamishi. It doesn't exist. That's a typo. So he's not choishish for those Mishnayim because he was sure the Girsa was Revi. So once he was sure the Girsa was Revi, there's no reason to be choishish for those.
What does he do with the Braisa?
The Braisa, the way we have it, says Revi.
No, Tana Rabbana Chamishi Omer Lav Hal. Look at the Rif.
That's the Rif's Girsa. He was convinced that was a wrong Girsa because he had Mishnayim that lived earlier than closer to the Zman HaGoyim, and they all had Revi. So once it was in his mind, he said, this is not even a question anymore. This is a Girsa issue, and he thought they had the wrong Girsa, so he moved on. Interesting teretz. But it's a good tekasha. Why in Shulchan Aruch are they not chayshish for the sheet? Okay, so we don't have to worry about it halachol maisa, but we have to worry about alumnus. What is the pshat in this fifth cup? Now, to make things more complicated, take a look in the Rekech. The Rekech was one of the late Bali Atosis, one of the Rishayim. He writes, Umoizgim kais chamishi, the Omer Allah Halal Agadol. We pour a fifth cup. We say on it Halal Agadol, which is Nishmas of Piyutim Achirim, Ozer of Nisim VeOimiz Grosecha Pri Hagafen. You make a bracha. The Shoyse Kais Chamishi Beloy Haseba. This fifth cup doesn't get a seba. I was waiting for someone to ask me. So do you drink a seba at this fifth cup? Doctor Akech, no haseba. What's that about? The Marashach. If it's part of the four cups, it's got to go along with the rest of the four cups. If it's not part of the four cups, then what is it? So if you somehow want to catch that the Rekeach holds like the Ran, it's optional. Doesn't sound like it's optional. Doesn't sound like it's a Rishos. It sounds like this is part of the Seder. The way the Seder goes is you have the fourth cup, then you have the fifth cup. But the Rekeach makes an emphasis of what? B'loy HaSeder. What's the pshat?
Well, because if it's a Rishos, you don't make a bracha. You don't do a Seder either.
What do you mean you don't make a bracha? What bracha do you make? You make it by Priyagafen. What do you mean?
Oh, he says boy, Priyagafen.
Meaning it doesn't sound, but the problem is it doesn't sound like it's Rishos according to Rekeach. It doesn't sound like V'im Yirtza, V'im Roitza. It sounds like this is the way you conduct the Seder. You say the fourth, then you move on to the fifth. This is like part of the Seder. So what? That's right, right. You're not, oh, so that's what we want to talk about now. So if you take a look over in the Sefer, so Rabbi Yerucham, we all know Rabbi Yerucham Olshan has these Svarim that are Yerech HaMayadim, beautiful Svarim. But I think before he wrote that, he wrote other things that were printed in other pamphlets or journals. So I found over here in the Sefer Oyel Ramah, this is the shtickle for Rabbi Yerucham Olshan. And Rabbi Yerucham Olshan writes the following, number 11. He says, Avot Tzorech Bir, he has a kasha. The Rambam Shini B'mashakas of Eitzal Dal Kais. So Rabbi Yerucham makes the diak that everyone here already made. If you go back to the Rambam, let's talk about the Rambam for a few minutes. The Rambam number 7 makes a very interesting comment, seemingly that you don't drink the fifth cup. You pour it, but you don't drink it. Says Rabbi Yerucham, what's up, shat? He says, in all the other places, by the Dal Kaises, the Rambam says very clearly, you drink it. He doesn't say a word about drinking it. Doesn't say a word about making a brach on it. So the assumption is, according to the Rambam, you pour the fifth cup and it just sits. So he says, "V'hine ein hagodesh al maharal shekasav de'ena mevarach al kodesh chamishi." That was also the opinion of the maharal. Maharal says you don't make a brach on the fifth cup. Upirish v'loshen lemudim zelu shoyni. Omrani kimin shein kois hei kavul the mitzvah shel choiva rak le mitzvah serishos lekach le tiknu la bracha v'chein royalin. We know I mentioned earlier the maharal was one of the people, or the chosh of the people who taka had a fifth cup. That was what it's brought down on his hagodah. Says Rabbi Yerucham is a meduik by Rambam shli hiske bracha etzal kois chamish upashtes loshen a Rambam have a mashma the kois chamish have rak limzoi kois chamishi v'loi shtiyas hakois. So Rabbi Yerucham wants to be meduik that according to the Rambam the fifth kus was not consumed. It was just sits on the table.
That would be why, although he says v'shosin kois chamishi v'loi seba,
that does help for the Rekeach, right? But the question is, what's this worth? Having a fifth cup just there? What do you do with that? What role does that fulfill? Now the truth is, it's not
in
so
terms
sure.
Of in terms of Haseba,
yeah.
The Gemara has a suffix. Yeah. Is it the first two or the last
yes.
two?
Correct.
So we suffix, we do all four.
Right.
So the fifth one, well, there's even a machlokas where they need to do it at all. Why would you do Haseba?
Maybe I hear. Unless you assume that this is, you know, once we come out that all kaisers need Haseba, so this is an extension of the Dal Kaiser, that you need Haseba also.
No, but all don't need a save. We do me suffix. So there's a
right, suffix. Right, I understand, but I'm talking about post facto. Now that we know at the end of the day that we do a seba, so then maybe now we have to be massive, you know, at all the cases. Now, there is a time where we do something like this. There is a time where we say something on a cup and no one drinks the cup. And you don't know what I'm referring to?
No, by
Shal Shur. Shal Shur is in most shuls. You ben Shal HaKais. No one drinks that cup.
That's why they drink it.
What?
Sfadim drink it.
Sfadim take a drink it?
Yeah.
So,
Chief Sfadim Rabbi was here.
Oh, yeah, he drank it?
And I said, no, he said, no, we drink it. Drink it.
So that's a big discussion. Oh, good, they use it for something else. But at the end of the day, they say they bench on it, but they don't drink it.
No, but they also don't make the problem.
Good, that doesn't change what I did for benching with it. No. I still don't drink it. They pour it back in. I understand. The truth is, I was once somewhere for Shabbos. I was in a different shul. And we came to Shal Shudas, and I gave a share of this. And I asked the guy, why is there no kais? So he said, we asked the Shiloh, and someone told us that there's no one's drinking the kais, so then we shouldn't have kais al bracha. I said, that's interesting, because I asked around that every other community that I know has kais al bracha at Abdullah. So I talked by Shal Shudas. So I talked found Reb Vazda points out there is such a concept of amira on kais al bracha, even if you're not going to drink, just having it there. So that might be the movement in the Rambam over here. According to the Rambam, there's a concept of having the cup on the table. Even though no one's drinking it, I'm reciting halagadol on this cup, just like I'm benching on the kais. Even though no one's drinking the kais, again in my shul the kais goes right back into the bechem. We use it, I don't know, next time we have a kiddush or something, right? In yeshivas they use it in shuls. Again, they use it for havdalah, but some shuls where they don't make havdalah. So the guy told me, since we're not using it for havdalah, we're not going to do it at all. So Reb Vosner says, no, you're still going to use it because lemaisa you're reciting a kaisal bracha on it. Now this is assuming because you're not allowed to drink until you make havdalah. It's a technical problem. Right, it's a technical problem. Same shadow. But once you bench, it's already over. Yeah, that's the whole sugya. Milo on a tainis and Sheva Brachas is always Gishmak HaShailas. And these always the Gishmak HaShailas. But according to Yeruchim's Diyuk in the Rambam, which again, everyone at this table seems very comfortable with this Diyuk, it comes out something very unique. The fifth cup's role was just to be there, not to be touched.
Let me ask you something. The Rambam held like Rabbi Tarfon? He didn't hold like Rabbi Tarfon. So why is he even having the fifth cup?
So it could be he was Choshesh for one version of Rabbi Tarfon. And he learned Rabbi Tarfon in a new way. Instead of actually, again, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you have to drink the cup.
Yeah. It's against the...
Again, unless you have the Girsa Nikmar, unless you have the Girsa Nikmar like that. I mean, according to the other Rishonim,
it's still a machlokas.
Yeah.
It's, so why?
Because he felt that that's the way we should pass it. Now we're here.
Then you should drink it,
unless that depending on how you learn a tarf, right? Yeah. Correct. No, but I'm just showing you that there is such a concept that it has value to bench with a cup at the table, even though you're not going to drink it. Most of us are always used to the idea that a cup goes together with drinking.
But that you would drink it, but for the technical reason.
Right.
Here you're specifically putting us
correct. I mean, it's not exactly the same case. It is much more extreme where you're just having a cup on the table just to be on the table. Well, again, so you have to know what's that worth. So now that's probably where Kershel Yo came from, in my opinion. This was probably the invent of Kershel Yo because people were realizing that we have a cup on the table. It's not doing anything. So someone probably wondered, where did this cup come from? Okay, Kershel Yo. Okay. Symbolism. Right, so I guess that, according to the Rambam, right? Because the other four are so that's the Chiddush. Right here. It's a good point. I mean, the Kara is a very symbolic part of the Seder. It's just viewed, not used. Some there's a whole Shiloh, should you eat the Kara later? Problem is, if you're going to roast the chicken, then you can't eat it that night. But there's an issue to eat roasted. So they quote that the Chazanish, they used to eat it during the day meals, not at the Seder.
Why is it considered nicer?
Because not Karban Pesach, that's why. Okay, so let's see another Mahalak. We take a look over here. So here, yeah.
Supposed to have a place on the Haggadah.
Right.
So that's what they're saying. The place is sitting there, and it's on the Haggadah, even though you're not going to drink it.
Which cup are we talking about?
Fifth cup
is on Halagod.
You didn't pour it in the beginning.
It's part of Haggadah, though.
No, I'm actually being part of that God. Halal God is an additional part of the Seder.
No.
So you have a cup for everything. The first cup goes for Kiddush, second cup goes for CBT Mitzrayim, third cup goes for Menchen, fourth cup goes for Halal. Says Rabtafen, no. The fifth cup goes for half a Halal, and the other half a Halal gets the fourth cup. That's Rabtafen's Kiddush.
That's not part of
Magad? It's not part of Magad. No, we finished the Mitzvah. Well, I'm not sure we made Magad. The Mitzvah of CBT Mitzrayim was over already. That part of the Mitzvah we finished already by Magad. This is a new part of the Seder. Now, if you take a look over in the Harei Kedem, Rabbi Salavechik and Biruchim say the same lumbus. Tell us to develop. Biruchim and Rabbi Salavechik have the same lumbus. And I want to show it to you in the Harei Kedem because he elaborates a little bit more. So Rabbi Salavechik suggests a possibility in this Rambam, and the same Mahalach is brought down by Biruchim Olshim. So what's the lumbus of this fifth cup? Now, we have to ask ourselves, what is the role of this fifth cup? It doesn't seem to fit the other types of four cups. So what is its purpose? So we know that there's two dinim in the Dalek cases. This is already brought out heavily in the Briskerov. We spoke about it Tuesday night. There's an element of Kershel Bracha. Every Kershel Bracha that we have, Kiddush is a Kershel Bracha, Sheva Bracha is a Kershel Bracha, Mila is a Kershel Bracha. We have all over, all the time. We have a Kershel Bracha. Bracha is recited over a cup, and that cup is usually over something else. It's over Kiddush, it's over Abdullah, it's over Sheva Brachas. And then we have this new Kiddush that the Briskerov came up with, which is really a Gemara, that there's something called Chavis. And each one of the four cups, besides for just being a Kershel Bracha, they're supposed to be infusing us with the feeling of freedom. Those are what we call the two dinim in Dalek Kaisis. So says Rabbi Salavechik, which one of these two fit by the fifth cup? This new fifth cup of the Rambam, this new fifth cup of Reb Tarfon, which one of it is it? So Rabbi Salavechik writes, V'nir Levarba Zed, Be'emes Matzinu, Chiluk Yisoydi Ben HaKoyis HaChamish L'chol HaDalek Kaisis. Says Rabbi Salavechik, this fifth cup is fundamentally different than the four other ones. Dine Kol HaDalek Kaisis HaVik Kaisa Shal Brach. Rabbi Salavechik thinks the other four cups are strictly Kaisa Shal Brach. There's nothing else besides for just the fact that they're a Kaisa Shal Brach. The Gemara says the Arba Kaisas Tikan Rabbanon Derechavis Ba'Kol Chado V'Chado Navet Chad Mitzvah. Each one of the four cups, you do a mitzvah over it, which means it's a Kaisal Bracha. You do a mitzvah over it. V'Hainu Shechelik Me'Atakone Shadal Kaisis Shehem Yavohu B'Teiras Kaisal Bracha. Meaning each one of the four cups is supposed to be a typical Kaisal Bracha, and he explains Al Kais Rishon Ayim Kiddush. The first cup you say Kiddush on. Ba'Al Kais Sheni Ayim Berchas Hashavah. Aval hine because chamishi shu rishus loyin itakin olav shem bracha. V'rak oimim olav halal v'shiru. So what do we say on the fifth cup? We say halal. We don't do anything else besides what we call halal agadah. No, he's saying in the Rambam that has the fifth cup. The nira de koize bo derecherus kichol adal koises. So the Salvation might have the element of Cheirus in it, but it does not have the element of Kaishal Bracha. That's what it means when we call it Rishus. It's not like a real Kaishal Bracha like the other four cups. Points to Rabbi Salvation, you know what the role of this fifth cup is? It's an expression of freedom. The other four cups are typically Kaishal Bracha. But this fifth cup, its entire role, its entire purpose, is just to be an expression of Chavis.
And by the way, all this through a care is all in the
Good. This will not work with the Rekeh. We'll come back to that. Based on his lumness, it should come out actually a kula. We know that there's halacha that every Kershal Bracha has to be washed out from the inside and the outside. It has to be full up to the top. That is not true for the fifth cup of the night of the Seder. Why is it Rabbi Salvation? Because the fifth cup is not a Kaishal Bracha. That's not its role. That's not its purpose. That's not its intent. Its intent is just to be a Kaishal Chavis. So if it's not a Kaishal Bracha, it doesn't have the rules of a Kaishal Bracha, which means it does not have to go up to the top. So those people that take a drink the fifth cup, they don't have to fill it up all the way.
One second, just backing up. When you said about you got to wash and stuff like that, that's for the first cup. Are we supposed to technically empty the cup and wash?
No. That's something else. Whether or not some people do, some people don't.
Yeah.
Okay. But my point is, according to Rabbi Salvation, it comes out of Gevaldik Chiddush, that the role of the fifth cup, according to the Rambam, was not to be a Kais Shal Bracha. It was to be strictly a Kais Shal Chavis.
If you have one.
He's explaining in the Rambam that had one. He's explaining the Rambam. He's just telling what the Rambam holds. He's saying in the Rambam. That's right. So the problem with this. That's what I wanted to get to. Now we got a little problem on our hands. Where do you have Chavis if you're not drinking? Now, I'm not so sure Rabbi Salvechik learned that pshat in the Ram that he didn't drink it. It's not meduyik. Could be Rabbi Salvechik held it even according to the Ram if you drink it.
Unless you're just showing chayrus, you're not enjoying it.
Maybe you'll have to kvetch a little bit. But according to the... That shows, you know, that's control. So again, I'm not convinced whether or not Rabbi Salvechik learned this diuk that we have in the Ram that you didn't drink the cup. If you go through the piece, it doesn't say 100% how he learned the Rambam. But his chiddush is that according to the Rambam, this fifth cup is all about chayrus, not about kaishal brach. Now, Yibbi Rucham points out this pshat also, and he says there would come out another nafkamina lahalach. Why? He says, Unlefi divrei bevir shitas harif v'arambam v'koiz chamishi, according to this chiddush in the fifth cup, that v'koishol shtiyah, that the purpose is that it's supposed to be a cup that is consumed, v'loi koishol bracha, imken yeh nafkamina ladin. Says Yibbi Rucham also another nafkamina. Besides for the nafkamina that Rabbi Salavejik told us, that you'd be able to get away without filling up a full cup, there'd be another nafkamina. Let's say you want your fifth cup to be chamar medin. You ran out of wine. It's already the second night. There's no more wine. So you said, yeah, right? So you want to have the fifth cup from chamar medin. So says Rabbi Yerucham Olshem, would I be allowed to use my fifth cup for chamar medin? So he says, the fee mashaka baron bein yin koishos shalcheiris. Ukamay bidal koishos loy miskayim din koishos rak biyayin. He says, based on the chiddush that the Biskarov already pointed out, that the din of cheiris cannot be miskayim with chamar medin. Kaishal bracha, you can substitute chamar medina. But says the Biskarov, something which expresses chayrus, that's only through yain. That was a chiddush from the Biskarov. So therefore, says Rabbi Yerucham Olshem, very geshmak, if the other four cups have chayrus and kaishal bracha in it, it has a dual purpose, so you can get away with using chamar medina. But according to his pshat and Rabbi Salavechik's pshat, that the fifth cup is only kaishal chayrus, it's not kaishal bracha, and you wouldn't be able to use chamar medina. Okay. Now, what's wrong with saying that? Mr. Brewer seems to argue. Because Rabbi Yerucham points out, if you look at the Mr. Brewer, he writes over here, B'shulchan Aruch Sham Tov Pei Alf Mashma, T'mutur Lishtois Aidei Zeh Gam Chamar Medina, V'zeh D'loi K'moy Shebi'an. Why? Because the Mr. Brewer says that if a person is very thirsty and he wants to sneak in a fifth cup, so what should he do? He should make his fifth cup on Halal Agav. What's the lush of the Mr. Brewer, which he quotes? Toev Harbe Lishtois Afilu Yain. The guy's really thirsty. Even if he's thirsty for wine, he's allowed to have a fifth cup, and on the fifth cup, he'll say, Halal Agadah. What do you mean, even wine? It should be only wine. Because according to Rabbi Rucham's Chiddush, that the fifth cup is Koish Shel Cheres, and Koish Shel Cheres can only be used with Chamar Medina. So this guy's thirsty for a cup of wine. If this guy's thirsty for Chamar Medina, having the fifth cup won't help him, because the fifth cup can't be from Chamar Medina, according to this Lamed. So points out Rabbi Rucham that you see from the Mishnah Berura that he did not agree to his deal. The Mishnah Berura held you can use Chamar Medina even for the fifth cup. So this is one mahalach in the Ram. This we'll call this Rabbi Salavechik and Yerucham Olshin's Havamina Pshat, that the fifth cup is only Koishal Cheres, and that comes a Kula and a Chumra. The Kula is you don't need to have a full cup, and the Chumra is you can't use Chamar Medina. However, this is very difficult to say is Pshat in the Rambam. Why? Because if you look in the Rambam at number 14, the Rambam writes, the Eimah say Tzvichin a Seba, when do you need a Seba? B'shas Achilas Kazayis Matzah B'shtiyas Arba Koishas Seid. So what do you see from the Rambam L'chayra? That according to Rambam, you do not need Haseba at the fifth cup. We're assuming the Rambam holds like the Rekech. Right? The Rambam says, when do you need Haseba? B'shas Arba Kais. Means the fifth cup doesn't need Haseba. What's the role of Haseba? When do you have Haseba? When? Cheres. So if the Rambam holds, like we're saying now, that the whole fifth cup is merely an expression of Cheres, shouldn't it need Haseba? And yet the Deacon, the Rambam, sounds like there is no Haseba on the fifth cup. And the same cash, right? You should have to drink it also.
Seems like it says you drink it.
Yeah, yeah.
So the deal that we made was not a good, not a correct deal.
Right, so are we going to say that this is a new type of Cheres that some people suggested, Jay suggested, maybe the Cheres is just being on the table? That's somehow Cheres.
The four cups is a din of Cheres. The fifth cup is a din of something else.
We were just coming off, I told you, the first Mahalach in the Rambam is where Rabbi Salvation gave Yerucham Olshin Pshat, that the fifth cup is strictly Koishal Cheres. If it's Koishal Cheres, then it should need a say. That's the cash. Meaning, we'll see in a second, like every good Chaki, we're going to flip it on the side and go the other direction. But if we're going in this mahalach now, that it's a koishal cheres, that if it's a koishal cheres, like Yerucham thinks and Rabbi Salvechik thinks, then we have a kasha. So why is there no haseba? Haseba is always connected to cheres. To make it even a little bit shverer, look at number 15. The Rambam writes, "Chol dor v'dor chayiv v'adam liris es atzma ki ilu hu ba'atma yotza atam mishim mitzrayim." And everyone knows the famous Rambam, Shenema, the oisonu hoitzi misham v'adavizetzi v'kosh baruch hu b'teira ke'eved ha'yisek kloyim ha'kiv v'atzmuch ha'yisek eved v'yotzo l'cheiris v'nif. Meaning, Zok, the Rambam, this is an expression of our freedom. The fichach, therefore, says the Rambam, k'shesoyed odom b'lai l'azet tzorech lecho v'lishtois, because of this cheiris, that's when a person sits down at this meal, at the Seder, he has to lean. What does he have to lean for? Kol echad v'echad bein arnoshim bein noshim chayiv l'ishtois b'lai l'azet arba koisah shol yayin. What does it sound like from the Rambam? That what's a fulfillment of Cheres? The four cups. Four cups and not fifth cup. So weiter, you see from the Rambam that the four cups are an expression of Cheres, not the fifth cup. But according to the way we're saying it now, we want to suggest that the fifth cup is also Cheres. If the fifth cup is Cheres, it's not Medayik Meduik in the Rambam. And then secondly, the other kash is, why is there no Haseba? So in order to answer these kashes, well, obviously, they answer each other, right? Right.
Four cups. Also have kosher bracha.
Correct.
So I need to be told that I have a girl saber because
the chiddush.
But the fifth cup, it's only
very nice.
So you know,
that's a nice chat. David wants to suggest a nice chap. That the four cups have two dinim to them, kosher bracha and kosher. Sure. A kosher bracha, you never lean at a kosher bracha. Anyone lean when they make kiddush Friday night? No. Terry says when you have a kosher cheres, there's a chiddush. So the Rambam lets you know that the other four cups have two elements to them, kosher bracha and kosher cheres. So you have to know that you have to lean. But the fifth cup, which is only kosher cheres, the Rambam doesn't have to tell it to you. It's pashut. The whole cup is about cheres, so avada you have to leave. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not mashma that way from the Rambam.
Yeah, you're assuming that the Rambam.
You don't have to leave because in and of itself, its presence is the cheres.
I mean, like the Rekech says, right? The Rekech writes explicitly, don't leave, right? The Rekech makes this makes an emphasis not to leave. So the Rambam doesn't say anything. Now again, obviously, if you go like the diuk we started off with, that according to Rambam, you're not drinking the fifth cup. So if you're not drinking the fifth cup, you're obviously not leaning. That goes hand in hand. But Imtum Sulaim, you're going to drink the cup according to the Rambam. Should you or shouldn't you lean? So we don't have a 100% raya. Again, we're medayik from the Rambam that you wouldn't lean at the fifth cup. But the question is, how did the Rambam understand the fifth cup? So if you take a look over in the Sefer Birchas Yitzchak, this was the Shur of Yaman Paler. So he writes like this.
He's got the same name as Rabbi Ganak has.
Yeah. Okay.
He also wrote a Sefer from himself, Eitzchak Birchas Yitzchak.
So this is probably Birkas, probably the son of. I'm guessing Yaman Paler's father's name was Yitzchak. I had to guess, but maybe I'm wrong. So he writes this, Ulefi Amur, just like the Birka Shmuel is the son of Shmuel, where his father's name was Shmuel. So he writes this, Ulefi Amur, Nira Liyashiv, Sugis Hashas, says Rabbi Yom HaPalar, Homu Mahal. He wants to suggest like this, that according to the Rif, the after Svila Rif Tarfin Shesh Kiev Kais Hamishi, we come back in Dine Choluk Mechayuva de Dal Kaisis Rishain. Back to square one. That is the fundamental difference between the four cups and the fifth cup. Why? The Chiev Kais Hamishi who rak Chayvas Bracha la Kais, the less Baklal Chayvas Kaisal Chayvas. The exact opposite. That the fifth cup is absolutely not an expression of Chayvas, but it's only specifically a Kaisal Bracha. Umeduyik lefize says Reb Yom Pollard, it's very nice. Had the nishna ikker member deb tarfin linyan habracha. Now, if you go back to the Gemara, where did the Gemara say it? Tarban chamishi oimer olav halagodol. At the fifth cup, you say on it halagodol. What's the emphasis? It wasn't a question so much about the drinking of it, but it's a question of where should it be inserted into the seder. What am I saying on it? Every kosher bracha is being recited on something. So if Tarfin walks in and says, what am I saying on this fifth cup? How do I make it a kosher bracha? I says Reb Tarfin, I say halagodol. That's how it becomes a kosher bracha. Because that was the whole assumption of the cup in the first place, that it's a kosher bracha. Ukoloshin Harif Khamishi Oimra Allah Godal the Rif Tarf. That's exactly what it is. Its whole purpose, its makeup is just to be a Kaisha Brach. Avo Mishum Khairis in a Yoitzabachivka, but it's not an element of Khairis. But Oifin the Kaisa Shahiris in a rak arba Kaisal Kliam. Because we have four cups at the Seder, those are the four cups of freedom. Right? That's our four cups. The fifth cup is not a cup of freedom, it's a cup of brach. Wawa? Why don't you drink it? Maybe again, according to the Rif, you would. According to the Rif, you probably would drink it. You would have to drink it, and everyone at the table would have to drink it. Ukida Omar says the Rabbi Yom Pollard, Ukida Omar, like it says, the Gemara Dalek Koyses Tikna Rabbanan Derecheves. Umasha Hiksha Ramban. Now let's go back to the original Kasha. What was the Kasha on the Rif? I, the Mishnah says four. Yes, the four cups are the cups of Cheres. Everyone needs four cups of Cheres. The fifth cup is a different cup. It's a cup of Kaisha Brach. Kaisha Brach, you don't have to give to an Ani. I don't have to give an ani kaisel bracha, because then every single Friday night I should have to go around giving cups of kaisel shal bracha to poor people. I'm not mechuyif to give an ani kaisel bracha. I'm mechuyif to give him kaisel kairos. So therefore, says Rabbi Yama, very geshmak, the four cups, as the Mishnah says, every Jew must have, because those are kaisel kairos. Every Jew needs to experience kaisel kairos. Kais chamishi is a kaisel bracha. Kaisel bracha, I don't have to give you. Now, if you plug this into a Rambam, it's also very geshmak. According to Rambam, what does the Rambam say? Why is it not a chayva? Because the first four cups are kosher chayvus. Every Jew has to have kosher chayvus. The fifth cup is kosher bracha. You don't have to have the kosher bracha. Yes, no, it's not the same level as the other ones.
That's interesting. That Shulchan
Aruch. Yes, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. Nothing. Garnish. Nothing. No, it's very interesting. He writes, Om dam nira de apel vim ashebir de kosher chamishu rak chayvus kosher bracha. Yikomogim yesh kam chayvus shtia. He wants to tie in that according to the Rif, you do drink the fifth cup. Right. Exactly. Everything works out very nicely now. Now you understand why there's no Haseba. Why is there no Haseba? Because it's not an expression of Chayrus. If it's not an expression of Chayrus, then why should I have to leave?
Why do you need another?
That's a good question. Right. I'm not sure why they felt it. Right. So it's a good question. That's a good question, Tarfin. That's a good question. Why did Rip Tarfin feel it doesn't need to have a fifth Kaisha Bracha? That's a good observation. Well, one second. We'll get to number 19 in a second. We're skipping ahead for a second. Yeah. Wow. I say in my shul, I have some guys, when I give my mom a comment, they skip down to that. And say, so what? Next week, you give the shit. Okay? So here, now number 19 is a very important Maramach. We'll come back to that in a second. It's a good one. We'll have to see in a second. But I just want to get this Mahalachat. So according to Miyama Pal, it's the exact opposite of what we were saying till now. What were we saying till now? We were saying till now that the Lomdus is that what? That it's a Kershal Chavis. No, it's a Kershal Bro. If it's a kosher bracha, everything makes sense now. Why? Now there's no hasebo. It's not a kosher chayvus. It's not a kasha from the Mishnah because the Mishnah is talking about kosher chayvus. Now, let's skip for a second to number 18. Take a look at number 18 for a second. So, I always wonder why Rabbi Yochum Olshan quotes so many times from Rabbi Yochum Palo. I couldn't figure this out.
What's the second Altamir?
Yeah, but Rabbi Yochum didn't learn by him. So I realized later Rabbi Yochum's brother, Rabbi Yochum Olshan has a brother who is a son-in-law of Rabbi Yochum Palo. That's why he quotes him a lot. So he writes in this. Number 18. The Ochi Shlita says, my brother, Reb Shmuel Abba, Omali told me that Rav Agayin Reb Yehuda Mordechai Kraus. Anyone know who Reb Yehuda Mordechai Kraus was?
Why is everyone looking at me?
So Rabbi Kraus was a Magid Shin Arachaim in Kiran Hills for many, many years. I don't want to go into Arachaim here. So he was a Rabbi Kraus.
Quoting him.
I guess all hell crash with Rabbi Krauss.
No. That's a different cross. He was in St. Louis.
This Rabbi Krauss' father was a rough for many years. His father was a rough for many years. So Rabbi Mordechai Krauss was He was a Rebbe in Aruch Chaim in Queens for many, many years. Unfortunately, he was nifta a few years ago. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud of Rebbe Yamin Pala. So he tainas that he brought a ride to Rebbe Yamin from a Maral. He writes to this. He says that I heard from Rebbe Mordechai Kraus, he showed Rebbe Yamin. Now, Rabbi Kraus was a Talmud of Rebbe Yamin Pala for many years. He told him that he has a ride to his Yisoy from a Maral. The Maral in his Agoda says that Rosh Habayis Bilvada Yika Hakois Shalel Hanovi. Maral writes in his Agoda that the fifth cup should be consumed, should be only one person has. Baal Bayis. Just the Baal Bayis has. No one else has. So the Kashi doesn't understand. If you go like a Tarfin, if you learn like the Rif, everyone's supposed to have it. Why does only the Baal Bayis get the fifth cup?
And Bali Bracha.
And Bali Bracha. And also, what does he say? Beheseba. So that part is interesting. So what does he write over here? So he says over here, Dvarim Elu Chidush Gobel. Why is it the chaluk kois chamish mishar koisus? The Arab koisus have a chiv al kol echav echad. The kois chamish have a chiv al rak al bala bayis. Meaning Rabbi Krauss is bothered with the kasha. Why, according to the Maral, if you choishish for Ibtarfin, that everyone needs to have a fifth cup, why is it only the bala bayis? According to Ibtarfin, according to the Rif, everyone has to have the fifth cup. So he wanted to tie it, but if you hold like Ibn Yom and his Rebbe, that the kois chamish is a kois al bracha, at your house, every person makes kiddush on the kois? No. Many homes, one person makes on the kois al bracha. So he wants to tie it that the Maral held like Ibn Yom and Pala. That the fifth cup is only kosher brach. If the fifth cup is kosher brach, not everyone has to have it. If it would be a kosher chayrut, everyone has to express chayrut. This is really, Briskerov talks about such alumnus, that an afkemina between the dal kosher being kosher brach or kosher chayrut is that every person has to have their own cup. If it's a kosher chayrut, everyone has to experience chayrut. Yeah. But if it's a kosher brach, then I can get away with just having one person make the cup. So
what do we mean bevara? What's the brach of the recommendation of what?
Oh, we're saying halagadol. We're reciting halagadol over this
cup. But the way he's doing it's at the end, after the fourth cup.
Yeah, so the problem with the Maral's halagadol, there's a couple of things we'll get to in a second. So this Rabbi Krauss wanted to tie in a riot to the Maral, holds like his rib. There's a couple of problems with being a riot in the Maral. First of all,
he says don't make a bracha, but you have to make the bracha one. Is that because it's going back on the other?
Yeah, right. He held that since you already made the bracha on the third cup, so he'll tell you that you don't need a new bracha. But what does he say clearly? He says that what you drink it how? Beheseba. Second, if it's Beheseba, then it can't be Kershel Bruch, because Kershel Bruch doesn't need a Seba. So Yerucham Avarns is Kasha. Unfortunately, Rabbi Krauss is no longer with us to ask him this Kasha, but he passed away a few years ago. But this is a problem. If the Maral is supposed to be going like his Rebbe, Rabbi Yamapala learned the fifth cup is a Kershel Bruch. Kershel Bruch, why would you be leaning? Why are you leaning? We don't find the Kershel Bruch you have to lean. So that's a shtickl Kasha on this Pshat. But I have a different Kasha. If you actually look in the Maral's Haggad, look what he writes in the Maral number 19. He says, "Sha'achar hadal koises after the four cups, shenitiku al chazde Hashem shel ha'gula." Now we're talking about the Gula. Tiknu oid kois chamishi. We have another cup. Al chazde Hashem ashehu oisim imbriyos. Push it to thank Hashem for all the goodness that He does for us. Shu'akiyum v'har parnosa shu'mechalek l'cholim. Hashem takes care of all of us. He gives us parnosa. He gives us our needs. Shu'yoisim in ha'gula, which is even bigger than the Gula. So what do you see from the Maral? That the role of the Kois Chamishi was what? A thank you. Now that makes sense.
Do the Kiddush too, every Friday night.
No. Kiddush on Friday night was the Sakim Midrash, according to some Rishayim, to acknowledge that Hashem created the world. This fifth cup that everyone keeps on asking about, according to the Maral, was a big thank you. Now Lefizeh, it's very geschmack by only Baal Bayis makes the thank you. He's the one who pays the bills. Oh, but I'm serious. Who's going to, everyone at the table, the 15-year-old kid's going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me Parnasa. What Parnasa? The kid's not going to get a job for who knows many years. So the Baal Bais is the one who should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Parnasa. He's the one who acknowledges and feels it the most. So according to this Maral, if that was the lumus of the fifth cup, that's like a very posh why only the Baal Bais makes sense.
No, Bel Haseba would also make sense.
Why not?
No, but he says you do Haseba.
But why would you do
Haseba? That's a good question. But he talks says, maybe it's an expression of my freedom.
I'm a free man, I can afford to pay for it.
Because every kosher bracha can't just be, it has to go on something. We don't just get up and have a cup of nothing. So avada, it's a kosher bracha. I mean, I would disagree. I would assume it's a kosher bracha, but it's a whole different sud kosher bracha. The nature of the kosher bracha is an expression of our gratitude for what we have. And then maybe only the Baal Bais is going to make that acknowledgement. And that's the problem with the Maral's Haggadah is we know, and I just want to finish with this. The Maral's Haggadah was printed in 1905 by Budel Rosenberg. Budel Rosenberg was the same one who gave us the Fleisa Maral, was the same person who told us all about the Goyim of the Maral, which we know was not true. So the whole printing of the 1905 Maral's Haggadah is mixed with a lot of controversy, how legitimate the things are there. Now, Buda Rosenberg, we mentioned in our Shatnez. We did Shatnez here?
Yeah.
We did Shatnez, right? I forgot where I did what. So Buda Rosenberg wrote a Sefer on Shatnez, which we used a lot. He's a big time Chacham. But he wrote a lot of things just for folktale, just to get the kids excited about things. So the question is, how legitimate is the Maral's Haggadah? But I want to show you something else.
This is brought down the new Maral by Rabbi Yeshua Hartman.
And like, I don't know. You got to check. Now, take a look at... I want to show you one thing that's fascinating. Take a look at the Tamim and Haggadah. The Tamim and Haggadah was printed in 1890. Old Sefer. Look what he writes. He says, where did the Minigan Klai Yisrael come from to have a fifth cup? Everyone knows it's Kosh Elio. Where did that come from? Where did Kosh Elio Navi come from? Why is it at every Seder, everyone has a Kosh Elio Navi? Where did that come from? So he says, very partial. He says, since there's a suffix in our Gemara Mesachim, if you have a fifth cup or not, doesn't come out. When Eliyahu Navi comes, he'll tell us whether we paskin like the Rif or we paskin like the Rashbam. That's why we pour the fifth cup Mesachim. Now we don't drink it. The Kohen and Oisai Kosh Elio, why is it called Kosh Elio? Because Elio Hanavi is the one who's going to tell us what the answer is. Beautiful. Who's he quoted from? The Gra. Only one problem. The Gra didn't have Kosh Elio. Now I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. I found in a journal, in the Yeshurun journal, he quotes a Haggadah from the Belzer Rebbe, that the Belzer Rebbe said that not only is it called Kosh Elio because of this reason, you know why it's called Kosh Elio? Because the Tana in Psachim, that says you need a fifth cup, his name was Elio.
Oh.
Beautiful, right? There's only one problem. There's no Tana anywhere in Shas, his name is Elio.
So he also made up like Rabbi Yehuda?
What's Pshat? It's a Pella. And first of all, we have it. How do we have it? Divrei Ptarfu. Divrei Ptarfu. Not Rabbi
Yehuda. The guy was Elio.
Oh, so he said that's why the guy had this epiphany, because he was Elio. Yeah. In any case, Rabbi Yisai, it's worth to talk about both in Lomdus and both in Ashkafa, whether or not we should or shouldn't have a fifth. Come. Okay.